You're making me nervous. Why? Sit down.
I was getting my notes out of my pocket. Pardon me.
Yeah, that's too gross.
Brooklyn, how are we doing this evening? All right. It is good to be doing a hometown show.
Yeah.
I am Andrew Jupin.
I'm Eric Siska.
Hi.
That's my guy.
Fan favorite, Eric Siska.
I'm nobody's favorite, Steven Sadak. Yeah, you see what you do is you get them.
You stack the deck.
Yeah. It's like, oh, nobody would like me.
Sick pity vote, by the way.
Oh, dude.
Does anyone get a load of this shirt he's got here? It's a bunch of boats. I'm loving it.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Why? Look at it. You look beautiful.
This is my new yacht rock look.
Oh, yeah.
You're going
to an indie rock concert after this to play. You play bass.
I do.
You're like a hotel painting come to life. I love it.
I will be playing a rock show in a hotel room later tonight.
It looks like they gave us an extra microphone, maybe. There's only three of us in the show.
Oh, amateur. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Oh, that's about. What's that? What is that? Fighting the rights of every man.
I am a real American. That's Chris Cabin's music! Oh my god! Oh my god, it's Chris Cabin! It's Chris Cabin!
Back to the stage after a year away. My God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you guys, stop it, please. Jesus Christ, man. Come on, stop it.
When should we let Channing Tatum out? Should we do that later, or should we wait?
We'll
later.
Keep him waiting.
Okay.
Breathe a little bit, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Someone had to take him for a walk.
Oh, did you leave the windows down?
Oh, no!
If anyone didn't get that joke, he plays a half dog in this movie.
Yeah, but he's dead in a car.
By the way, the movie in question is Jupiter Ascending. Now, how many of you guys watched this in anticipation of the show this evening? Holy shit.
Unlucky.
You're welcome, Warner Brothers.
How many people understood it?
No.
All right, yeah. Okay.
If anyone was like, yeah, that person's a dirty liar.
We have Channing Tatum here. He didn't understand it. Yeah.
He didn't understand it when he read the script. He didn't understand it when he made it.
No.
He said the dialogue.
So what is this movie about-ish?
Who are you putting that question on?
Anybody. Anybody can...
Anyone?
Can just start doing that.
Well, all right. So it's a space opera.
Sure.
That's one detail.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Mila Kunis inherits the planet Earth because she's a clone of a woman who was murdered by Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah. Reincarnation.
Oh, pardon me.
The recurrence. Right. The recurrence is the word.
Because we're making up fake, like, science fiction terms for things that we could just say in real English.
My favorite of which is blanked, is when they do, like, Men in Black stuff, when, like, basically
when they
aliens...
do Men in Black stuff.
That sounds grosser than it should. No, it's basically when you don't, when, like, you want everyone to forget aliens exist, you blank the world?
Yeah,
which sounds like Match Game. Well, I'm the oldest man in the world.
Well, judging by that retirement neighborhood shirt you're wearing, I think you are.
Yeah, we're good.
You thought you got a job working for Vans and you didn't tell me. I'm actually very jealous of that shirt.
You should be.
He's all right. He gets out for a walk every day.
So she's basically cleaning toilets. Her dad gets murdered for a telescope.
Well, yeah, there's dumber things to be murdered over, but a telescope's a pretty stupid thing to lose your life over.
Was that like her grandfather or something?
Did it belong to Galileo? Like, why do you care that much about it?
I care about the facts. Also, and we're going to get to the bottom
of it. No, not you. I just mean, why does the character die for a telescope?
Your pregnant wife is just there, and you let go of her to grab the telescope.
Well, because the secret police or something is stealing it.
They might be super robbers.
Oh, I see.
Well, because this movie starts in Soviet Russia.
Spooky.
It also starts with a really awkward piece of narration where she just goes, "Technically, I'm an alien." It's the first thing you hear in this movie.
It's kind of like a Nickelodeon narration. It's like that
crazy
summer.
Technically, I'm an alien, and now I'm starting high school. So yeah, she's a professional toilet cleaner.
Yeah.
She comes from a long line of toilet cleaners.
Yeah, she's like a cleaning lady. Yeah.
Well, so the whole it's like a family business of cleaning people, and she's the toilet commando. I've never seen so many shots of the same actor cleaning a toilet in one movie. And they're all pretty clean already. I'd be like, no, that's good. You know, you can eyeball a toilet and be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's right away you see what's going on here. This movie's saying something. It's right away we're attacking, like, classes.
But, like, if you have a toilet lady, I want that toilet to be wretched.
Oh, yeah, before she gets there.
Yeah.
Oh,
just let it loose.
Or maybe
just... nothing to lose.
And if nothing happened, you're going to bring mustard in there just because... Oh, wait, hang on. I got to get this ready for you.
You're just shaking cinnamon all over the room.
Oh, that is difficult to get up.
That's unfair. That'll keep ants away, actually. Yeah, which is good.
That's a good idea.
So in this family business is a cousin who tricks her into selling her eggs so he can buy a flat-screen TV.
Yes. And an Xbox, too, I think.
Oh, well, that's a package.
Xbox One.
Oh.
Top of the line.
Well, the weird thing is, he had the money anyway. He just needed to know that he was going to get recouped for the expenses.
I think he signed up for a Best Buy credit card.
Oh, I see. That's one of the few deleted scenes in this 2-hour and 10-minute movie, is this guy at Best Buy. In the application, did he write that my cousin's selling her eggs and I'm getting the money?
That's acceptable at Best Buy or Walmart.
Oh, really?
It's a really invasive credit
store
application.
Store credit? You can get store credit for ladies' eggs?
Do you think Best Buy will take your eggs?
Best Buy will take your eggs. FYE won't, and that's the problem. That's why they're out of business.
Yeah, that's why they went away.
That's why there's no more FYE. So, that guy's a scumbag.
So Channing Tatum is a dog person.
He's a lichen tent?
Yeah.
Not a werewolf. Again, you can't just say werewolf. No. He's a werewolf. No, he's a lichen tent.
Do you have to license that, though? Can you just say werewolf? Who owns werewolf?
I don't think anybody wears werewolf.
But he keeps on saying how he's, like, related to dogs and
well,
stuff?
Well, it's not because it's space. So it's not like a dog like we know dogs, but he says, like,
space
it's
dog?
Closest to what you'd call a wolf.
Well, he kind of looks like if Elroy fucked Astro on the Jetsons.
I'm not going to beat this, but I was going to say a handsome Guy Fieri.
Wait, have you...
That too.
I was going to say a sexy version of John Candy in Spaceballs.
Oh, yeah.
He's as closest to barf.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you been on DeviantArt lately? Astro, really?
He sure has.
The answer is yes. So,
his fair. Page is now accepting PayPal donations.
There's some interesting Jetsons stuff.
I bet. Yeah. So that robot.
He gets her egg application and smells it, so he knows that it's her, because he's got dog senses.
Right.
But it's like space dog sense. Yeah. So, yeah, it's unexplained, confusing, and gross.
And he's
all at once.
He's being followed by these bounty hunters from Mortal Kombat 3. Or Mortal Kombat 3.
Mortal Kombat 3.
That's how we say it in Ireland.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I think Kano's in this movie.
Everyone's got an extra eyeball or blue hair.
There's definitely exactly one sneaker pimp that I noticed.
And the sneaker pimp is the only one that's riding a flying motorcycle? Why aren't they a gang of flying motorcycle people?
Yes.
Why does she just get one?
She's top dog. Or not top dog.
No, there's only one top dog in this case. It's Channing Tatum.
So... basically, they're trying... she's the queen of Earth, and they want to murder her.
Listen to us try to crack this.
So there's... all right, so there's a royal family.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's Eddie Redmayne, another guy who may or may not have been in a Hunger Games or some other YA thing.
He seems like more of an Allegiant to me.
So, Divergent, all that, Divergent series.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He might have been in there.
Might have been there.
Fifth Wave.
Possibly a Vampire Diaries.
Oh, yeah, he could be a Vampire Diaries. Yeah,
is he number four or no?
No, I am Alex Pettifer.
Okay, got it.
What was that one, I remember. The Snowman and the Huntsman? What was that?
That was Thor was that guy.
Oh, okay.
He's a guy.
He's a handsome man.
And then
man.
They have a sister. Uh-huh. And everybody's fucking everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you get that vibe really hard in this movie.
And they're immortal so-and-sos. They're the Abraxas family.
Abraxas.
Someone say Abraxas.
Yes, they're the Abraxas.
My ears are burning. He wishes he was in this movie.
It's eerily similar to Abraxas Garden of the Universe.
Similar enough for our use.
Because he's been alive
All we need is a little door to talk about Jesse Ventura, and we're going to talk about
it. We'll kick that fucking thing in.
Uh-huh.
We'll kick it right in.
These people have been alive for eons.
Uh-huh. And, eons, we're told.
And Abraxas, Jesse Ventura, was alive long enough to spend 10,000 years on the police force.
To see himself become the villain.
I think this is a shared cinematic universe.
Oh, and maybe...
Checks out.
They changed his name at Ellis Island because it was Abraxas, and then they were like, oh, Abraxas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't make it better.
No.
It's just an equally confusing last name.
It was a typo.
And their mother's dead, and she used to look like Mila Kunis.
According to a lame statue we see at one point. I've made better looking statues in this thing.
It kind of like the statue looks like Chloe Grace Moretz. Like, I'm just like, what,
oh my
really?
God. Wow, she was really the one the whole time.
Yes.
They were after
she was the fifth wave.
Yeah, she was.
She was the fifth wave.
Oh, right.
There's some, I don't know, I didn't see that one
yeah,
either.
That was
There's a virus.
There was a trailer for that.
There may even have been a whole movie I didn't follow up.
I see no evidence of it.
So they're about to take her eggs, and then gray aliens like...
Like actual gray aliens.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
You got so excited. I know.
I did. I got so excited, and then... When I was done watching the movie, I forgot they were in it because of all the other crazy stuff.
Well, it's like gray aliens, and you're like, all right, so that's the grays and the humans. And then, like, this wave of gleep-glop monsters and nonsense happens. And they are, like, trumped by all these other monsters.
Yeah, there's an elephant man. And I'm not talking about John Merrick.
I'm working for you now, Eddie Redmayne.
That actually kind of sounds like Eddie Redmayne.
Yes. He's been nominated for Academy Awards.
He's won them.
I won them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is the only movie of his I've seen.
So you missed the Stephen Hawking one.
Yeah.
You missed the
Danish girl.
Danish girl.
I missed it, yeah.
Les Mis, you missed?
I missed it.
Oh, he was singing and getting killed in that movie.
But for
he's kind of singing in this movie, too.
For some reason, his character has been punched in the scrot, like, right before he talks.
Yeah. Every
like,
time.
No, it's fine. No, I'm okay. Everything's good. He has eaten so much scenery in this movie,
dude,
man.
I think after every shooting day, he had to go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped. What with all the scenery he was eating. The doctor's just like, you again? My God.
I couldn't help myself. It was just a buffet of scenery. So delectable.
So the Greys are trying to kill her while they're, like, because she set up this egg harvesting thing.
And that's just a front.
It is. It's just a front to kill you.
Yeah.
Look at it, Best Buy.
And then so Channing Tatum runs in on my favorite part of the movie, his anti-grav rollerblades.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's stupid.
Are we sure this wasn't a Nickelodeon movie? Like, they just aged the characters up?
It might have started off that way, because these are some rad skates that he's got on.
He saves her, he starts grinding on things.
Well, the funniest thing to me is that he has to wind them up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has to kick the air, like, 20 times before he can actually fly.
Because he used to have wings. Now, he's a dog person.
Yeah, dog person.
Remember that.
He's half dog, half dog.
But he's got clipped wings.
Falcon wings we come to see.
Because he used to be a space cop and then, like, he bit somebody, I think.
No, Steve. He was a skyjacker.
Oh.
Skyjacker, shut up. You stupid movie. Say space pirate. Everyone else says space pirate. Fucking skyjacker.
Yeah, I can't deal with it.
So it also just sounds like airline terrorism, by the way. How did that slip into this movie?
Wait, is that how he got kicked off the force?
Oh, that might be, I don't know.
Ruff, land this plane in Cuba.
If his skyjacker code name was Ruff. Bravo.
Well, Ruffles?
Well, Carlos the Jackal, the first skyjacker.
Oh, I got you.
I want this prequel movie now.
Was D.B. Cooper part dog?
We'll never know.
No.
So basically, he kidnaps her, and he's like, by the way, you're the space queen and something or other, and then Mila Kunis is just, like, dead-faced forever. And then the aliens try... This is the big big chase scene, right?
This is, I will say, an impressive part of this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The thing about this movie is it's terrible, but it looks really pretty.
Because it's the Wachowskis. They do that.
Yeah, totally.
They don't write movies. They just make them.
Design them.
Like
I mean, the lasers are nice to look at.
Yeah. The lasers are nice. Chicago getting beautifully blown to bits, I guess, is pretty impressive.
Kinda.
It's getting zapped all over the place, and you're told later, like, oh, don't worry, all these people are going to get blanked. They're not going to know about aliens. But, like, what about the people who die?
Yeah, there's no mention of necromancy.
Yeah.
It's just like these aliens are fixing the Hancock Tower really fast. Well,
yeah, and this is where they blank people, right?
Yeah, they're right. Blanking them left and right.
Yeah.
You know what? At least in Men in Black, they have the common courtesy to show Will Smith putting on sunglasses, pulling out a little thing, and doing it. He's just like, as they drive away in a rental car, which I don't see them yet.
No.
He's like, yeah. They're just blanking people back there. Don't worry about it. And she's like,
because there's no process. Like, he's just like, yeah, that's what we do.
You can't just say you're blanking a city.
Do you think there's a deleted scene where they go to Hertz, like Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum as a dog?
Yes, it's a moment for comedy because she's like, the attendant behind the counter is like, do you need pet insurance? And she like looks over at him like, do I? And he goes, brr.
And then they blank him.
Oh, you think they just stole that car? Is it hot?
It's hot. I think it's a hot
nice.
Car. I think it's a hot car.
I think, but I do think the attendant, played by Josh Gad.
Oh, nice.
Pretty sure.
So they go to Sean Bean's house.
Oh, God.
Now, Sean Bean, I didn't know this until I watched the movie twice. And then I read today on Wikipedia that he was half B the whole time.
The whole time?
The whole time. He's half a B.
What in the world?
He doesn't look like a bee.
But that's the thing. And that's where this movie starts to unfold. Because after we realized that, and you went back, there's clues along the way. He's got, like, spiky hair like bee stingers.
Just like a bee.
The back of his head is shaved in stripes like a bee.
Yeah, that's a bee's haircut, for sure.
He's got, like, little, like, yellow eyes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying he looks like a bee. These are traits that's like, hey, it's a bee. Hey, it's a bee.
But
hey, it's a bee.
You're missing the biggest one of all. His name's fucking Stinger.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Is he a rescue ranger? Like, what the fuck?
Where's Monterey Jack?
Oh, Monterey Jack should have been in this movie. You get a morbidly obese guy who's half mouse. You call him Jack.
It's not as far-fetched.
He's got a mustache and he's useless to the team.
As you'd think, because there is a half mouse person also in this movie.
And they're half rat as well, right?
Wait, really? Half mouse and rat?
No, there's
a mouse and a rat.
There's a mouse lady who's like a sexy assistant to Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, right.
Mouse lady.
And then another one of Eddie Redmayne's many assistants is this rat dude.
Oh, the weird kind of like creepy guy?
Yeah,
I thought he was like a half goat.
Right, I mean, he could have been a bee too, I'm not sure.
I mean,
I didn't check the Wikipedia.
Spoiler alert. It totally doesn't matter. You never see this guy like eating a can. Which also, if they're all from space, why are they all Earth animals?
Great question. Well, except for the dragons.
We'll hit those dragons in a second.
Naturally, the dragons.
We don't want to lose Sean B, though.
All right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So his
well.
His house is rotten with bees, by
the way. It's disgusting.
So many bees.
They're just lazily hanging around. Like, they're not going to sting him because he's a bee. And I guess his daughter is a half bee on her father's side.
Well, that makes her a quarter bee.
A quarter bee.
And then there's just how we're doing this.
And there's honeycombs just sticking out of your fucking attic.
And here's the thing. It's disgusting. And it's not like, oh, well, they're just like my people, so it's fine. Like, as you pointed out earlier today, Chris, you wouldn't want to live in a house where you've got like 1,000 roommates.
No.
And there's honeycombs.
It's your family. You're half bee. Yep. There's a bunch of bees around.
You think they're talking to him?
Probably. If you're half bee, you can understand him, I imagine.
Right, yeah.
I never see him. And Channing Tatum doesn't talk to a dog. It's unconfirmed whether or not they can
telepathic,
him.
I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
See, they were thinking.
I'm not sure Sean Bean's performance was informed by the fact that he was half B.
I think he didn't know he
might have ignored. He ignored that part.
Shit.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, here's your aunt. Here's your aunt antenna." Sean Bean. He's like, "No, we're not doing that." Well, how about this cute little stinger? No, we're not doing that either.
I think they were too terrified to even bring up the stinger possibility. It's like he shot down the antennas and was already really mad. We should have led with stinger.
Here's a bowl of honey.
No. But the bees, whether or not they're getting telepathic communication from Sean Bean, also respect Mila Kunis as queen of the world.
Well, apparently bees can like sniff out
royalty.
Royalty. To sniff it right
so
out.
So does that mean like Macaulay Culkin and My Girl was like a prince?
Oh! No, with what they did to him, he was like an enemy of the state. Yeah.
He was talking shit about Princess Di, and then they killed him.
He was a turncoat. The guy was a turncoat.
Yeah.
Was Sean Bean referring to all bees or just like these magic bees?
I think it's all bees.
Just all bees.
Yeah. I mean, these people are like fertilizing the earth. Right? Yes. We come to learn that earthlings, also known as humans,
AKA humans,
exist elsewhere in the cosmos.
Oh, yeah, we didn't start on Earth.
No, we're just the food bank, you know? Like, people are going to swim in our juices later on to revitalize themselves and come back to life. So we're just using...
To just breeze through that, yeah.
We're using people as fuel again.
Again, Wachowskis. Again, yes. People as food.
I'm just afraid that they're going to turn a couple people into jelly. You know what I mean? Like, eventually the Wachowskis, are in all the money that they have.
Real people?
Yeah, they're going to just grind up people and make them into jelly. Look, I think people believe that works.
Do, like, the Heisenberg, like, barrel thing.
Oh, nice.
You know, and then, like, take it out and can it and, you know, put it away for a while and let it age. And you got some, like, you know, Wachowski brand people jelly.
Because in this movie, 100 people is like an energy drink. It's like a big fat Red Bull that keeps you young, is the idea?
Yeah, it looks like that pretentious brand of water, Voss. You ever seen that?
Yes, I know.
I'm always afraid it's shampoo. I know it's water, but it looks too much like shampoo for me to buy it.
Yeah.
Well, are you supposed to drink this stuff or bathe in it only? Is it like a bath bomb more than anything?
I think they... Wait, are we talking...
I mean, you can drink it.
Are we talking about people or the Voss water?
Oh, I was talking about the people.
Oh, the people, they bathe it.
The people Voss water.
But I feel like if you get some in your mouth, it's not that big of a deal. It's not like drinking chlorine.
Well, some people, like, take shots of it, and other people, like Eddie Redmayne, bathe nude in it.
Oh, because he's, like, mega rich.
It reverses the aging process. Is the deal.
Yeah, because in the beginning, he looks like Reed Richards for 4 minutes, and then, like, he gets younger. Which is whatever.
You're spending all this money to make this movie. How about putting some space bucks into this age makeup?
It's so bad. The age makeup is the worst of all of it.
We should just agree as a society to stop doing age makeup. Mm-hmm. It's never been a thing that's successful ever. Just like, you know, some like baby powder in your hair, and that's kind of it. Bigger glasses, maybe?
Yeah. Then I look like the guy from Up. And...
that's so sad right now.
Yeah, whatever. But, so Sean Bean tells her all of the stuff.
Careful, I did that already and they turned on me.
I love it.
Well, apparently humans killed the dinosaurs, like space humans.
Oh, that's right. This was supposed to be a dinosaur planet all along.
Right. But now they made it a farm to harvest to go swimming.
So wait a second. This royal family, these three siblings... inherit planets. They're all like entitled to a planet. Mm-hmm. And these, it's like when like someone in a family dies and then all like the petty children fight over their belongings and stuff.
Yeah.
They're fighting over Earth is what this means.
Yes.
And as long as Mila Kunis is alive, technically the mother's still alive, so they don't get shit, so they're trying to kill her so they can harvest Earth and eat everybody.
And they also named Earth.
They named Earth, and somehow that made it to us.
Yeah, they put also it call in Earth. The textbooks. I don't know.
They got in the textbook marker, you're
I
saying?
I think they did, yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the things.
So in the middle of this looper house that they're in, all of these like space bounty hunters come and start busting it up, right?
Yeah.
Right before this, though, I don't want to lose this, because how do you do something like this in a movie? Sean B has a daughter. And this girl, she's maybe like 17, she just goes... hey, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get some food. Does anybody want anything? And they go, you're not a character. And she goes, okay. And she gets in a car and drives away. And that's the last time you see this character.
She drove too far out of the movie.
Oh, yeah, that she left movie back. Town.
Can't
that
get
will
back.
Happen. Wrong turn.
But I'm sure there's like some graphic novel the Wachowskis wrote about her trip to the grocery store.
Yeah, you gotta buy like an animated DVD short. It loops into a video game you don't want to play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of it. It's all called B Grocery Store.
The game is like, how fast can you like check out through the self checkout?
Well, that level's called Buzz Off.
So they're like laying waste to this house. Channing Tatum has his shirt off. Because he was injured in that battle.
Sure.
And Mila Kunis put like a maxi pad over him to sort of stop the bleeding.
Yeah. And basically, like, all the bees attack the bounty hunters and so on. We find out what crop circles are, everybody.
Oh.
Crop circles are these invisible planes. When they take off, they leave little cute crop circles, which is...
So Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman leaves crop circles all over in her wake. She's an alien.
So this is the first, or the second of four times that she's kidnapped in this movie.
Yes.
And, like, so we're going to go, like, sibling to sibling, and they all try to sell her on, like... turning over the rights to Earth to them.
It's kind of like the Tootsie Pop commercial. Like, go ask Mr. Owl. Like, she keeps going to everybody. And eventually, she'll go to the good one, I guess.
No, the last one's Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, he's the worst. Yeah, it gets worse and worse, actually. She first goes to the sister, and the sister, like, kind of hits on her a little bit. And is like, hey, watch me take a bath in people. And it's like, I guess.
It's like,
I don't really want to.
She doesn't say that it's people yet. I feel like... If you're going to make someone watch you bathe in people, that is upfront information.
Yes.
Like, you may think this is just a pool, but it's like a pool of people.
But she also says, like, you look just like my mother, and then proceeds to hit on her.
Yeah, also a lot of weird incest overtones.
There is at least one room that is only candles. It's completely dark, just full of candles.
They never go out. They're always on.
They're space candles.
That's the technology we need.
We have them. They're the little flameless candles that flicker like a little light.
None. These are better.
Oh, all right.
Did you watch the movie?
Sort of. Sort of twice, which equals one yes.
So while she's doing this, Channing Tatum, I guess, is a stowaway on her ship. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He gets kidnapped? Or what happens?
Hey, let's go with stowaway.
He stows away. And he saves her. Then she gets kidnapped again by the brother. And in the middle of this, Eddie Redmayne and his field of dragon people that he's got. Yeah.
It's like a dragon Gestapo.
Because they're wearing leather trench coats.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
And they're all talking, and he's talking shit to these dragons this whole movie. Like, he is dressing these dragons down.
Well, he's like the ruler of them, so you gotta, you know, show him who's boss. Okay, dragon, I'm going to burn your fucking family to the ground. If you fail me again, I'll steal all the gold from your keep, dragon.
Or
I'll sneak up to you whilst you're sleeping, dragon, and light a flame under your nose. I'll burn you alive from the inside out, dragon.
I will hard boil your child's eggs and eat them.
This is like the most fucked up shit you could say to a dragon.
It's really offensive dragon stuff. Yeah.
But it keeps them in line. Because the dragons keep failing because they're just henchmen. One gets murdered. That's pretty fun.
Oh, man, that dragon gets torn asunder.
He's like tortured first.
Yes.
There's like pizza cutters that come down on him.
And it's awesome because it's just this bad cartoon like...
And we were laughing.
And, you know, like a Goomba from Super Mario Brothers could just walk into this movie and
No way. You're totally right.
Well, that's the thing. A unicorn could show up in this movie. I'm like, hey, cool. I don't know. Like, Alan Alda should show up. I'm okay with that.
That's a bone-chilling alien.
Look, it's death himself.
And then the baby from Baby's Day Out as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't blink.
Yeah, that baby's doing laps in the pool.
So they kidnap her family because who could ever care? They keep going back to this like my big fat Russian family or whatever.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
And they're all just like one-linering like they really want to be on a T-shirt.
And the thing is, this movie takes place in 2014 or whatever, 13, and like they're all talking about Stalin the whole time. And I'm like...
They're invoking Stalin as like a curse word.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, Stalin's balls on you.
Communism fell a long time ago.
And Stalin fell way before that.
Yeah, also like, true.
And his balls before that.
At least, like, Yeltsin's balls or something.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, 2013, Putin's balls, my God.
Yeah, you can go for it.
And so she gets kidnapped by this guy, the brother, who looks like a really sexy Robert Zadar, kind of.
He's got a big face.
He's got a huge face.
It's a jaw that's like so perfect. You're just like, you're not a person.
And like he's hitting on his mother like you would. And he's like, hey.
Well,
he wants to marry his mother.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, they all do. So they all want to marry mom.
Don't we all?
That's Endgame.
Wait. What? Sorry, I just got real for a second.
What's going on at the Vans factory?
What I wanted to say, though, is we're like introduced to this brother in the best way possible. I think you could ever introduce a character. A zero-G orgy.
Yeah.
This guy is just like laying out like Jesus, and there's a ball of people just touching him. And this woman comes in. What is the line? You have it.
Only good news in here.
Yeah. In other words, if you have something bad to tell me, stand out in the hall and wait till this is done. You know, otherwise, hop in.
We have a system. Give me the light, and I'll come out eventually.
I bet, like, Saturday nights, this place turns into the event horizon.
Oh, well, people are holding their eyeballs in their hands?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
It's kinky, yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Some chains.
Just
out.
A real mixed animal house of horrors.
And is this where she applies for citizenship that takes forever?
Oh, man, because I need to see all the red tape that goes into getting, like, your registration number on your arm, by the way. Yikes.
Whatever. It takes. They have Terry Gilliam in it because for whatever.
He's like cosplaying as Tom Waits.
It is terrible. And it's just her going from room to room filling out forms. And I'm like, I thought this was a space opera.
You can't have robot people and half dog people in the same movie. Those are two different movies.
They Let alone half dragons.
Yeah, well, the half elephants.
We're
the
getting
half elephant in the room.
So it's not that big of a problem then.
No, it's a half size.
She's like going around with this robot that's like Jude Law from AI.
Yeah, and like Terry Gilliam's like flattening a penny like at Disney World essentially.
That's how you make her specialty, like, number for registration or something?
Because eventually, yes, now she owns the Earth, and this guy wants to marry her so he can have the Earth. And, like, she believes him. Like, he's like, oh, my whole family are evil space vampires, but I'm not an evil space vampire.
I'm the good one.
Yeah.
They mention that, like, the legends on Earth are because of us being vampire-ish.
Yeah, taking credit for vampires. Okay.
Yeah.
There's royal alien family.
Yeah, you're just regular people that like to go swimming.
And how would Bram Stoker know one thing from another?
I think Bram Stoker was one of these people.
Oh, shit.
Half bat.
Yeah.
He probably was Eddie Redmayne.
Oh.
Because they've been alive for so many years.
Eons, we're told.
I'm going to Earth and writing scary stories for a while. Yes, that's right, Mother. That's what I'm doing with my life. I'm the Prince of the Galaxy, and I want to write spooky tales on Earth.
I just want to scare them. Mother, now zip up my back. I'm going to be a Sasquatch. I always wanted big feet.
I'll come back as R.L. Stein next time.
Maybe.
This half dog is giving me goosebumps.
So whatever.
Oh yeah.
So like they have this stupid wedding scene, right?
Well, he's like, listen, the best way to get out of this jam is to marry me. And she's like, well, all right, that checks out.
Sure.
Sounds like a great idea.
He does this in this room filled with thousands of people in these jars, and she like almost throws up and drops the thing.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know.
If I'm holding a thing that I think is Voss water, and he's like, there's 100 people in there, I'd just throw up all over it. 100 people in one little bottle? That's gross.
Well, you throw up, but then you let it, like she does, she drops it and it crashes all over the floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, damaged. I just killed 100 people. I wasted them.
Yeah. Wasted them. Yeah. They're definitely dead.
They're definitely dead.
You could also clearly see it's been filtered. So what are you afraid of?
I guess so.
He's just like, well, there's more where that came from.
Oh, by the way, I'm not evil. Like, it's just like I have a million people behind me, but I totally... And I kidnapped you, but I want to marry you for real reasons.
She's like being reminded every 15 minutes that this dude is not an evil overlord.
All he needs is a piano to be really evil.
To play the tunes of an evil person?
Yeah, like a Phantom of the Opera situation.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I thought you meant like Billy Joel.
I was like, where's this going?
Come out, Virginia, don't say you're doing it.
Drinking people?
I think Billy Joel was in it. Like, that was Eddie Redmayne also.
Didn't start the fire.
'Twas always burning since we started your world turning.
God, I wish he was dead.
Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, sure.
Certainly not Sir Billy Joel.
No, no.
Oh, no, you don't want him.
Whatever. So they have this wedding that looks like, I don't know, a Greek nightmare, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's all these, this is like, and here's the perfect sign that this guy's evil. He can't get anyone to actually attend this wedding, so there's like 200 people in this thing, and they're all robots.
I think he calls them Sims.
Does he really call them
I
Sims?
Think he I don't know, maybe I
was think
wrong.
Like synthetic.
Or Sims.
Like
Sims.
Sims?
I just thought this...
Sins.
Sins?
Yeah, like synthetic.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Oh, I see.
I thought he meant Sims. I thought this dude was a gamer.
A 1996 gamer?
We gotta get married with all my video games.
Mario's here, and Link, and Donkey Kong, all my friends.
Wario would definitely be there.
Oh, of course. Wario,
appreciating,
Waluigi.
I would think.
Yes.
They attend together. I think Eddie Redmayne could win an Oscar for playing Mario, probably,
I
right?
think he's more of a Waluigi.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, I am Waluigi.
He's kind of, like, also almost crying the entire time.
Yes.
Well, he just got punched in the balls the entire time. Which reminds me, though, there's definitely one part in this movie where he does get kicked in the balls.
Yes.
He should talk normally. Like, oh, you fixed it. And then he gets kicked again, and it goes back, like Cable Guy.
You know, you can't kick... He does get kicked in the balls once, I counted. You can't do twice, because then you're officially an Ernest movie. Like, once you have the second ball kick, it's like, oh, now he's going to be fixing a toilet.
Or cleaning it.
Hey, Vern, what's going on in the space opera?
So Channing Tatum meets up with this other group of space pirates called the Aegis, and a lot of people just have fake robots. They got a little bored at this point. There's a lot of, like, robot parts here, wherever.
Yeah, the cyborgs.
Yeah, and the elephant man is there, who's called Nesh, who looks like an elephant.
Right. So it's like a reference to what Ganesh.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really like spiritual, man.
Yeah, no, dude, this movie is deep AF. And I kind of imagine that there would be probably like eventually like he's about to die and he's like, I'll never forget this. Right? He's an elephant. Come on.
Now they're turning on you.
Yeah, nobody.
Not even that shirt will save you now.
So Channing Tatum comes in and blasts up this wedding or something. Right?
Oh, yeah. He skates right in on those hip blades. And he goes, I'm taking her away now. Yep. It's a real, like, my planet needs me situation.
Well, because he's about to blow away this evil prince, and she's just like, he's not worth it. And I'm like, yeah, he is. He's an evil prince. You should kill him.
You want his corpse.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
At any time.
Just shoot this little wiener in the face. Like, that's what this movie needs to do.
They should be killing everyone.
Yeah. Like
this whole house of Abraxas should be brought down.
My whole family was murdered by a half-dog. I'm out for revenge.
Against House Secundus.
House Abraxas and House Secundus have been feuding for years. This summer, it blows over.
He needs
to be in this movie.
He does.
Yes.
This is when her family gets kidnapped by dragons, and dragons show up, and no one has a heart attack. Like, if a dragon came in...
Dragons show up, and it's like the house from Family Matters. They just, like, break through the roof.
These are regular people.
Yes.
They're not accustomed to Eddie Redmayne's and dragons.
Nope.
They would shit and piss and die.
There's like
in
a
that
hundred,
order.
Exactly,
oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then shit again. There's like that 100-year-old grandma who's like stirring the sauce at the beginning
of
this movie.
Oh, she might have seen a dragon.
She just goes, "You again!" But like, I would turn into stone and crumble.
Yeah.
A fucking dragon in my living room?
Nobody
Come
faints.
On.
Nobody even faints.
I'm not just a dragon wearing clothes.
Yeah, and totally talking to you.
That's a totally different situation.
It is. Maybe I'm into it now.
Well, see, the thing is, you can't faint like that because that's, like, too, like, comedic, like,
Yeah.
You know, like, my medication.
Yeah.
It's like a bad...
No, your heart would explode in your chest.
Or, yes. Like, what are the odds that those dragons don't stomp on one of those people?
Yeah,
at least
one.
There's, like, eight people living in this tiny house.
This movie needs more death.
Yes.
Step on one of these people.
Or a dog, maybe.
Step on a dog.
Do we know whether or not these dragons can actually spit fire like these
they
dragon
do not.
People? Not yet.
No.
Guess what? Not ever.
I was thinking they're probably actually more like related to dinosaurs, right?
Oh.
Because that's what they were originally on Earth, apparently.
Sure.
So school tells me. I don't know.
I don't know. But, yeah, so they kidnap this whole dumb, my big Russian family.
And then Mila Kunis comes home, and whoops, there's the rat guy there. And he's like, oh, we kidnapped your family again.
This is, like, way too much. We're just quickly going back to Earth. Like, it's just down the street. Like, she's just popping in like a kid coming home from college too much on the weekends.
With her dog boyfriend, like everybody did.
That's not going over so well with her weird Russian uncle.
Is he Orthodox or what?
But yeah, like, I've already been to space, man. I've seen the wonder of the fucking whatever.
That's where you were, Chris?
I was like, is he talking about himself? You've been to space?
No.
No, but like, dude, you do that, and then you come back, and you stick me in the middle of King of Queens. And like, I don't give a shit. I never gave a shit.
This movie could have used Jerry Stiller.
Don't make me think about that.
I was
going to
say this movie
could have
used a Kevin James casualty. Like, he's the dude, like, he's like their cable company cousin or something. And he comes home from work and goes, dragons, blah, and just dies.
Or maybe he's like a half pig bounty hunter, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
how we're thinking. Yeah.
Sir Oinks.
Channing Tatum needs a team of dog soldiers,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yes.
Why is it just him and Sean B?
And the Elephant Man is there,
like,
too.
I'm sorry. You are acting like this Elephant Man is some huge fucking character in this movie. There's approximately 4 shots of the Elephant Man.
It's impossible to have a favorite, Andrew, okay?
And that was my favorite character. Each shot is him behind a console going, it's like a literal Porkins-type monster character.
But the weird thing is they spent so much money, the nose is going up and down.
Oh, they worked real hard to get that nose as realistic as possible.
So, like, there's like a romance brewing between Mila Kunis and this dog man.
Oh, God. You better believe it.
And he's all like, do you like dogs? Do you like dogs?
It's really weird.
No, he's not into it. He's like, oh, you know, I have more in common with a dog than one of your people.
He's prepping her for the Red Rocket, dude.
Oh, no. I mean, that is, it's
That's
the biggest question of the movie.
Between the lines.
How much time we got left? It's the biggest question of the movie is his genitalia. I understand that.
Sure. Yeah.
It remains unresolved.
Yep.
It was a real save it for the sequel. You're not going to believe this.
A bunch of people are fucking in this movie.
Yep. Yeah.
He's not, and he's talking, he's doing that dog talk.
What? Dog? Was he barking at her?
He should sniff some asses, too.
But totally. It's gross because he's like, I have more in common with dogs than people. And she goes, but I love dogs.
Wrong answer, lady. Wrong answer.
It's like the start of a fucking Bobcat Goldthwait movie. No, but his beef, though, is not that he's a dog. He may say that, but the beef is that he knows that she's royalty, and he's just like this dog grunt soldier kind of thing.
Snobs versus slobs,
yes,
kind of a situation.
Big time. And yeah, okay. He doesn't want to set himself up for heartbreak, so he's like, I can't even start this kind of a thing. And he's like, yeah, it's because I'm a dog. Sure, it's because I'm a dog. So this wedding's broken up, and then she gets kidnapped a third time, maybe?
But no, this is when she like agrees to go to Eddie Redmayne's planet, which is Jupiter, where he's got his factory.
Yeah, he's sort of like, as we all know, Jupiter to be a gaseous planet, but there's like a thing set up on the inside. There's an infrastructure that he's built to this gaseous planet, because why the hell not?
Sure.
It's pretty. It kind of looks like the thing at the end of episode 3, that lava planet.
Mm-hmm. Mustafar?
You know what? I'll take your word for it. All of you. I'll take all your words.
I'll take your word for it, entire audience.
And it's like, it's the third time someone just like tries to sell her a timeshare. It's like, turn Earth over to me and, you know, 8 weekends a year, you can come hang out here.
Well, he's like, it's Eddie Redmayne who's the most evil man in the world. And he's
yes,
like,
dragons.
It's like, oh, if you, he's doing that villain double talk, which I'm glad she's able to speak through. He's like, oh, if you give the Earth to me, I'll make sure your family gets exactly what they deserve.
Yeah, it's like dealing with a genie. Like an evil Twilight Zone djinn kind of a thing. Yeah.
And her family's stuck in the floor at this point?
Well, yeah. They're about to be turned into, like, Voss water food.
Yeah, goop.
At least that cousin has to go.
Yeah,
I say weird egg-stealing, TV-buying cousin.
This family's been nothing but a burden to her. I say goop them all.
Because this needs to be a movie where it's like, I hate my family,
yes.
And now I'm on a space adventure, and I never think about them ever again.
Yes, they might as well be goop to me.
They should be like the gross family from Harry Potter that he leaves.
Yes!
In which I do think there's a deleted scene where he burns that house down, right? Like, yeah. He goes back, he learns all the spells. Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, of course, yeah, he puts his friggin' broom across the door handles.
Yes, oh yeah, exactly. Dude.
Let
and
burn.
Cressa Day Dursley just burns to the ground. Richard Griffiths is in the attic window trying to smash it.
Yes, exactly.
And the house just tips over.
Mm-hmm. Ron just hands him a cigarette next to him. It's nice to be cool, right?
Watch it burn, dragon. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I mean, at the very least, a little fat cousin should turn into like a 5-hour energy drink, probably,
yeah,
right?
At least one.
Oh, the little
like a
kid?
Good shot.
Yeah. Oh, he don't know no better.
Turn him into an animal or something.
Oh, that's good.
I want to see someone turn into an animal.
Oh, like it's spliced, huh?
Yeah,
like
I'm
on live
splice
TV.
Someone.
Well, that's the weird question because, like, they make a point of saying that Channing Tatum's character was human and was bred for, like,
war
because he's a dog person, which is great. What's the deal? I know I'm going to go back to it. What's the deal with the elephant dude? Why does he do it?
Well, maybe Space Attila. Wait, what was his name?
Attila?
No, not
Alexander
Attila.
Hannibal. The Great?
Hannibal, yeah. Hannibal. Space Hannibal.
Oh, he wanted to be
across
a general.
The Space Alps.
Well, I think, no, like the elephant guy, your favorite character in the film.
Yeah, absolutely my favorite character.
He's like the navigator, though, so he's never going to forget where they're going.
Oh, I see. That joke will never work, apparently. We're going to try it. We might try it one more time.
Yeah, so it's this whole thing where it's like, I promise, if you sell me Earth, uh-huh. You'll just go back there, and then I'll harvest it, like, way later. Like, you and all your dumb family will be long dead.
You'll be gone.
And
don't
then I'll do it. Just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it.
Just sign the paper.
And she almost signs the papers, which is like a weird, like, steampunk iPad.
Yeah.
She's gotta, like, put her hand on this stupid thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad-looking stuff in this
movie.
Well,
it's all like when you go to, like, a club, like, your little tattoo highlights up, basically.
Yeah.
All blacklight stuff. So she realizes that it's a whatever, and she kicks him in the balls. And then the dragons show up.
The dragons show up and try to, like, get her and Channing Tatum. There's a great line, though, where she's, like, accusing Eddie Redmayne of, like, genocide. And he just goes, I create life!
Yeah. Well, he's got two speeds. It's and ah!
Just find somewhere in the middle for most of this dialogue.
Well, my favorite one is the first one where he's just talking. He's like, okay, and go do that. Go! And that's it.
Yeah. He really wanted them to go.
Yeah, go,
look,
hurry up.
Pick a speed because otherwise you turn into Al Pacino real quick. And then you're just in trouble.
This is when he talks about how he killed his own mother, and it goes
goes
on for a while.
Well, it turns from like, you know, like it was my mother into like, now you're my mother.
Yeah.
And those lines just turn into one gross line.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like getting ready to, you know, bang mom. What? Look, I didn't write the fucking thing. I'm just talking about what happened.
It is what happened. It's gross. And like they fight for a while. And then the dragon people are fighting Channing Tatum, and Channing Tatum, like, you know, rides a dragon, right?
He does kind of ride this dragon.
Oh, right, he's, like, breaking his wings. It's kind of brutal.
It's pretty awesome. He's got, like, one broken wing, and, like, he can't breathe fire, and he goes, like, you hurt me, says this cartoon to another dog.
He bites him, and I'm like, I'm so pissed because I didn't know the dragons were biting people.
It sinks into him.
Yeah.
A big chomp.
I'm sorry. Dog or human, you're dead.
Yes.
I'm surprised his head didn't fall off. You were bit by a dragon.
We could use that.
If that Matthew McConaughey movie taught me anything.
The egg cousin. The egg cousin should have had his head eaten.
Like, or the elephant guy. Let him get eaten.
Oh, Steve would start crying.
We can't have
what
that.
How about the bird dude, that owl man we didn't talk about?
Oh, the owl man. I forgot.
What Matthew McConaughey movie? Dallas Buyers Club? What happened?
Yeah.
Is there dragons in that?
I tell you all about what happens if a dragon bites you.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was the...
You made up whatever you wanted to make up. Just talking about fucking dragons.
No, Reign of Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's rotten dragons in that movie.
Yeah, and they're like fighting or whatever. And like he basically, there's this weird floor thing where the floor can turn see through, and then the dragon gets decapitated, sort of.
Or like strangled or hung.
He gets strangled by a floor.
Yeah, because he like turns the floor back on too quick. This is a big child hazard. I don't know why they have this. And it gets him right in the neck.
Yeah, and you know what? Channing Tatum needs a line here. Something. Anything. Like a line like, you know, you've done your last whatever, dragon.
Or like, that's flooring for you. Now, there's no real... I think they probably poured over it, you know, like what
oh,
the
don't
pun...
don't lose your head's not going to work.
The head doesn't fall off.
Yeah, you want that. You do want
actually,
that.
You want you want the body to sort of, like, pop off and fall, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. But that's a real hazard, though. It's like a Murphy bed, right? Like, that's what I'm afraid of what happened to me in a Murphy bed.
I think dozens of people have died that exact way in a Murphy bed.
I would say so.
It just flips you up like a cartoon and your
that
head gets popped off.
That is what inspired the movie.
Well, the Wachowskis were in, like, a really bad hotel, and they were
back in the day. They had to stay in some dive.
Oh.
They let their pet chameleon go for too long, and problems happened.
So, fitting of a movie that, you know, you think of maybe a lightsaber battle between Eddie Redmayne and Mila Kunis or some sort of thing. No, they fight each other with pipes.
Dude,
Low rent.
Dude, he's doing like this mafia beatdown with this pipe.
He is laying pipe.
Well, that's, you know, if he can
oh, there's disco heads out there.
Now it's just getting fun to make him do that.
But yeah, they're just like beating with pipes, and it's like there's like gizmos and gadgets all over this stupid planet. Anything?
No.
Steal Channing Tatum's laser gun, like pull it out of your shirt secretly.
And because Eddie Redmayne weighs 40 pounds, Mila Kunis just kind of like Hulk Hogan's the pipe and then beats the shit out of him.
That we would be awesome if she's like waiting to sort of hear it from the crowd, and then all these like dogs and goat people start cheering her on, like they all turn on Eddie Redmayne like do it, we hate this.
Oh, even a dragon.
Oh yeah, the dragons definitely start doing it. It's like the final hours of a cult,
right?
They all sort of turn on the leader like, yeah, kill him.
Yeah, totally.
And then like this platform falls apart and he just like falls into the abyss.
Yeah,
gas and fire.
I need to see a scary skeleton at the end of this. Like, I need to see him burn up.
And then like still coming after, like little charred skeleton.
Yes.
Because he had too much like life juice that morning.
Oh, I like that. Seeped into his bones so he could walk around like an Argonaut.
Exactly. And he like feels it the entire time. So it's like, oh, that hurts. Oh, it hurts to live.
Or he's just like, wow, my voice is regular now. I'm a skeleton.
I kind of want him to have a Quint death, like one of the dragon people gets him by the legs and just slowly eats him.
Oh yeah, yeah, I like that
I
idea.
I want that one.
How do they not have like the secret weapon, which is like a huge dragon?
Oh nice.
Like a real like bruiser dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. Like unleash that dude and that guy does it. Right? The Quint death.
Well, because you know he's treating him like shit.
Oh sure.
Oh, yeah.
They've had it.
We see that.
Yeah. They've had it up to here. So he's dead.
Yeah, and then they kind of just go home. They drop everyone off. Everyone in her family gets blanked.
There's a moment in this movie where Channing Tatum is like moving around her unconscious relatives.
Yeah. He's like moving them like furniture.
This is like in the climax of the movie, and he's just like, all right, I got to float this body over here.
He's like packing them into a van.
Got to put Grandma up here.
Oh, they tied Grandma out of the roof. There wasn't any room.
She dies on the way back, and then they drop her off in like Santa Fe.
Yeah, they just leave her outside someone's house.
It's a spaceship with all those like curtains you put up to not ding anything with people. Basically.
Yeah, you know, and it, like that's what's obnoxious about this movie is there's no like real great finale. It's like we pack a family in a bus and someone falls down a thing and that's kind of it.
At the end they buy her a fucking telescope. Congratulations, movie.
All this, she finally got that telescope.
She's been to space, who cares?
You know, you're kind of right.
Like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, thanks for the telescope. By the way, I'm leaving forever.
Yeah, and she's got, like, rocket boots. She can go to space whenever she wants.
Yes.
She's still cleaning toilets at the end of this movie.
And she's, like, thrilled about it, but she's secretly queen of the earth. You know when she gets drunk. That's coming out, right? It's like, I'm fucking queen of the earth. You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do.
That's what happens when they try to cut her off.
Yeah, exactly. You can't keep me out of this club. I'm queen of the earth.
If you're queen of the earth, why are you cleaning toilets? I'm good at it.
Because I choose to.
Best toilets ever.
And they're having like this great like family meal or something. It's like you hate
all of these people.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
And then they meet. At the end, he gives her rocket boots, which is nice.
Well, they go on a date, and she announces this to the family. Just like, oh, I'd love to stick around tonight and use this telescope, but I have a date. And they're like, oh, finally, with my dog boyfriend. Okay. And yeah, it ends with her just like kind of flying around Chicago, and he's got these wings. He's got his wings back. That's stupid. Are those real wings or what?
Did did they cut it off some bird person?
Oh, no. Take Maybe. This from somebody else?
Yeah. He's like a Frankenstein now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Too bad we'll never see anything from this franchise again.
And we don't see...
Are we sure did this movie make money or no?
No, tanked horror.
Oh, really? Did it?
So, yeah. But Sean Bean doesn't get, like, his bee wings back or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. He also makes it through this movie, which is a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
They're now doing that shit because we expect him to die.
Oh, yeah. That sucks, though. He could have had a great... If the bees turned on him somehow and killed him.
Or he got his head stuck in a floor.
One or the other.
No, it's a stinger scene, which is after the credits, and he gets decapitated. Yes! Yes! Yes!
God damn, that's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, it's a really important question. Would anybody recommend this movie?
It's kind of fun, stupidly, right? It's like 2.5 hours, but it's okay.
It's a good hangover movie.
It's a good hangover movie.
Yeah, hangover movie sure.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I disagree with all of you. This movie is horrible.
Well, it's horrible.
I would never watch it again, even if I was hungover. That's asking for death.
TNT could stretch this out to 5 hours clean, though.
I'm not seeing the end of it, that's for sure.
So we're just about out of time. So we want to thank all you guys for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been great. Thank you to Union Hall, of course, for having us. Right. We got some posters in the back, y'all, from Chris Walton out in Seattle. So pick those up, should you choose. Mm-hmm. And we want to just close with one little thing.
Oh.
A bit of writing about this movie.
Is that from the IMDb Tribune?
It's from the IMDb Tribune, hot off the presses.
Oh, okay.
Because it turns out
some
people really liked this movie. So, the subject line. What the hell is wrong with all these keyboard cowboys / girls?
Sets the tone.
Yeah. If you're curious, 10 stars out of 10.
Flawless, huh? Just totally not even a problem with it.
100%
it's this
perfect.
And then The Godfather 2.
Yep. That was a 9.5. I watch movies to be entertained, escape reality, and see how far CGI has progressed.
What? Oh, he's just coming to check back in? That's pretty good.
Oh, those Ninja Turtles do look better. Okay, good. To the internet. That being said, I've seen this film, and I like it. I love pretty much anything the Wachowski brothers do. Not keeping up with their personal lives, though, apparently.
Yeah, not a super fan,
not a super clearly.
Fan. Well, he's just checking in.
She's just checking in, yeah. The Matrix trilogy, V for Vendetta, and now Jupiter Ascending. Is storyline and plot important? Of course. But we have lost sight of the fact that we go to see movies to be entertained.
Is this a society gone mad node? Like, we've lost sight of what movies are supposed to be.
This guy.
Dog
just,
people.
He just can't even fucking believe it. He just can't even believe it.
Uh-huh.
I was entertained. That's the goal of any entertainment medium, right?
Right. Well, right, everybody?
Let's hear it.
Who's writing him back? Like, who's going to answer this guy? We are. Instead of saying something like, I gorged myself on a tub of fattening popcorn and candies while I watched this effects extravaganza, I read stuff like, oh, the plot was bad. It would have been better if they did this, etc., etc.
Eddie Redmayne's terrible, ..
Notice how he's not even talking about this movie at all.
No, it's just fun. It's fun. It's entertainment. I was entertained by lights.
Yeah,
okay?
I got to see...
There were lights on a screen, and I laughed.
Don't you like dogs?
Listen, there was a ball kick. 10 stars.
if it would have been so much better, then why didn't they ask you to write and direct, since you're so well-versed,
all of you,
in the subject matter? It's time to let movies be what they are. All capital letters, entertainment. Pure and simple. Have, capital letters, fun when you go see it. Or keep your $10 and shut up. This guy sucks. I mean, if you're such a good critic, now prick up your ears.
Okay.
This is slamming you hard.
Okay, I got it.
I mean, if you're such a good critic, why aren't you getting paid to do it instead of whining on the internet?
It's really a great question. I should have tried to put in my dog man script with the dragons.
Fucking pot calling the kettle black about whining on the internet, by the way. Whining on the internet. Just saying.
Yeah, of course.
Man, I hate that. Yeah. That's the worst part of this. Just saying. I will continue to watch all kinds of movies, no matter what anyone's opinion is.
Rebel.
Because I like to be, capital letters,
entertained. Yeah, right? Yeah. Right?
Woo. Now, this is what got me good.
Trump 2016? Is it Trump 2016?
That's the second best thing this dude could have ended
okay.
this You ready? Mm-hmm. Can't wait until Batfleck totally blows your minds, too. Thanks a lot for coming out, everybody. We hate movies. Good night.